Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to another edition of My Final Thought with Mr. CJ Sports. I am Mr. CJ Sports. This is an opportunity for us to kind of end the week with a thought that goes through my head on some of the biggest topics this week. We're doing something a little bit different tonight. Not only are we on Blog Talk Radio, but I am recording this video-wise. And we're going to add this to our site, www.the110nationsports.com. I'm going to throw it into an article titled My Final Thoughts, or My Final Thoughts, and then it'll be titled Colin Kaepernick. Yes, I got to jump on this conversation of Colin Kaepernick. Before I do, I got to make sure that I shout out to those that make all this possible. Well, I got to make sure I thank Fit for Life. You can check them out on Facebook, Fit for Life. You can also go to our website, www.the110nationsports.com, and on the right-hand side, there's a banner, Fit for Life. Click on it. It lets you know what locations are near you. 24/7, 365, get your gym on. That's where Shorty and I get our gym on. Always clean, cheap price, great facility, great staff. Make sure you guys check them out, Fit for Life. Also got to thank Snap Food Seasoning. You guys can check them out. That's snapfoodseasoning.com, or you can just tune in to the Thursday night show, participate, and Big Steve will hook you up with a bottle of Snap Food Seasoning. Also got to thank I-95 Sports Network for rebroadcast syndicating our shows. Couldn't be where we're at today without them, so I got to make sure that I shout out to them and be thankful for them as well. If you're not following us on Twitter, you can follow me at CJSports1. You can follow the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Also, check us out on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, the 110 Nation fan page, 110 Nation Sports. We ran a contest. We've been sending 875 for about 5 months. Back in April, so 4 months, maybe a little bit longer than that. And we decided to do a contest about 3 days ago. We hit 1,000 likes by the end of the month. We were giving out a $50 gift card. Well, within about 24 to 36 hours, we crushed that as well over 1,000 likes. I think we're about 1,050 or so right now. So once we did that night, or that next morning I woke up, I said, hell, we'll double or nothing on that. And, well, I don't think double or nothing, but we doubled down on that and said if we can go to 1,500 by the end of the month, we've got 3 more whole days, we're going to give out another $50 gift card. So if you're out there and you're listening and you've not liked us, jump on the bandwagon, like us, let your friends know about us, and maybe we can hit that 1,500, maybe we'll be giving out 2 gift cards. Before the next week's out. We will be getting up and picking a winner and getting up with them later on next week. But help us hit the 1,500 mark before the end of the month, and we'll give out 2 gift cards this month. But anyway, and also make sure you guys check out our blog site, www.the110nationsports.com. Got a lot of great articles, got a lot of press releases, got a lot of marketing partners, a lot of things going on over there. A way to be part of the 110 Nation, get connected with the 110 Nation, even become a marketing partner with the 110 Nation. Just hit us up and go over there and check this out. Final thoughts. You know, this interesting topic. And, you know, I've seen conversation after conversation. I have had people text me. As a matter of fact, before the show, maybe this is the response here. Best friend, you're probably not going to like this format as well. They're probably not going to care for his message, his response. For about 15, 20 years, and I'm not going to go into all that. Directly answer my question. But I've seen conversation after conversation. I have scrolled through responses, comments, and everything else. I've kind of stayed out of it. I kind of wanted to get myself together, and I wanted an opportunity to get on tonight's show and wrap up a hell of a week. And if you're not tuned in this week, you've missed one hell of a week. As we had Rochelle Rudolph join us Monday night. She was on about 50 minutes. Great guest. Friends with Dylan Martin, Brandon Martin, who were real good friends with 110 Nation. We had Tyler Young, Camping World Truck Series driver. Once they had a top 10, if I remember seeing that correctly, at Michigan this weekend. two-time NHRA Pro Stock champion Erica Enders. She joined us as well Wednesday night. Steve and Chris Creighton over there on Racing with Big Sweat Thursday night, they had about three different guests from a big event they had in Mississippi. Had a great time, great turnout for that show. Friday, Hot Laps with Stack, Mike Perricone, host over there, had some great guests as well. If you've not been tuning in to the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network, you need to make sure that you've been tuned in, you're tuning in. We have guests lined up next week. We have PJ McLeod, Xfinity Series driver and owner. I know we got Zach joining us. I think it's Zach Knowles. We got two other drivers joining us as well. And it's got a lot of great things coming up as well. So make sure you guys tune into that. But I wanted to leave this as an opportunity, one, to do a video so I can turn my Sunday night podcast into kind of an article for those that are missing it, for those that jump over to the 110nationsports.com site but is not tuning into the shows. That way you get to hear my final thoughts on a couple big topics. And I feel this is a big, me being a proud American, me being a veteran, and me that kind of does my research before I jump in. So that's kind of another reason why I kind of held off on it for a little bit before I started jumping into this whole conversation. And, you know, honestly, all day I've kind of played in the back of my mind, where do I want to go with this? What do I want to say? What are my true feelings on this? And, excuse me. I can say, in Kaepernick's defense, and there's not going to be too many defenses I'm going to have for him, this is America. You have a right to do whatever you want to do, regardless if people like it or not. And it's part of what's wrong with America today. There are too many people that are butthurt about everything, that anything and everything offends somebody. And granted, this is one of those topics that, yes, you should be offended by, and especially if you have served or are serving or have had family members that have served or we have lost them to the serving, yes, you have every right in the world to be offended. But with that being said, there's a lot of things a lot of people have a right to be offended about, and it doesn't mean it is right or wrong on what the other person did. You know, in hindsight, people have a right to be offended if somebody has their kid aborted. I mean, it's a loss of a human being. But that's not my place to judge. That's God's place to judge. It's just not my place. It's however, what side of the fence you sit on, whether or not you feel that it's right or not, but, you have a right to be offended if you don't want to see a life being taken. So do not get mixed in religion and mixed into the whole abortion. Yeah, I guess those kind of bad thing to throw up there, but there's a lot of things out there you could be offended by that you legitimately should be offended by, but doesn't necessarily make what he did right or her did right or wrong. It is what I'm saying. So with that being said, Kaepernick is right. He has the right to sit and not acknowledge the national anthem if he wants. And, someone brought up, not every sport, not one of my favorite sports, but not everything starts off with the national anthem. Should we be at a place now that we don't start off the races with the national anthem, that we don't start football events off with the national anthem, when we start baseball? Because right now, sports is pretty much the only thing that starts off with the national anthem. There's a few concerts that I've been to that they start off with the national anthem, but not too often. So should that be something, especially with everybody's beliefs and rights and background, should it be something that is done away with? Should we not be having the national anthem play? And, I'm just throwing it out there. Being someone that served and had to go over to Bosnia and do my time. I had to do my time, but I volunteered my time. Obviously, I feel that the national anthem should be played any given opportunity that is given. There's a lot of people that has actually given their lives. I was fortunate, didn't have to give my life. I wasn't even really in a combat situation. Yes, there were things while I was over there in Bosnia, Croatia, and Hungary that I had to worry about and things going on, but nothing that compared to Afghanistan or Iraq or ISIS or anything else that's going on in this world today. But with that being said, yes, I feel that the national anthem should probably be played for every concert and every sporting event. And anytime you bring a bunch of people together, but that's just my personal opinion. That's my thought on it. But more on the whole Colin Kaepernick thing. One, I want to shout out to the New York Giants. And you're not going to hear this very often from me. National Anthem was played last night's game, and the entire New York Giants, everybody, stood up. Almost all of them stood up, very down, up and down the sideline, was right on the sideline. There was no misunderstanding what the stance was. A lot of mixed feelings from the NFL players. The 49ers obviously decided they're going to support the quarterback. Where this all starts to twist. Now I try to do all the sticking up I can for Colin Kaepernick at this point. I think he has the right to not pay it up if you don't want to. I mean, that's your God-given right. I had a group of people stand behind us. They're sitting behind us. Well, they were sitting while we were standing while the national anthem was played at the 4th of July fireworks. And it was about all I could do to hold Shorty back because she found that not only very disrespectful that they sat down during our national anthem, but the fact that they were talking through it as well. And, you know, some people, you know, and Shorty is, she's got family now in the military. She knows that I have prior service, and you know, she supports the United States and is pro-American. And, you know, that's something that fired her and was very passionate about. But let's look at the flip side of this for a minute. One, I had my best friend try to come at me with, your kids will never, you'll never have to have the conversation with your kids. Because according to Colin Kaepernick, his whole stance on this was because the oppression of black folks and what the struggles are even to today. And our best friend, you know, comes at me with, well, you'll never understand. This is why his stance is. You'll never understand because you'll never have to tell your son or your daughter, you know, how to act if they, you know, are pulled over by a police officer. And I want to pump the brakes there for 1 minute. One, if they're not breaking the law, and I've taught them what to do and you know, how to be a good citizen, there's no having to explain nothing. Even on my worst of days and the moments that I have not maybe followed the law 100%, I still know how to act when it came to time to answer to an officer of the law. But if I do my job properly, I won't have to worry about having that conversation because they'll never have to cross that path. But even if so, I would hope my children don't need me to explain to them, don't resist an arrest. Don't point a weapon. Don't have a weapon. Just disclose everything you have in your possession that possibly could lead to something getting worse and out of hand. And don't build yourself a rap sheet 10 miles long so that there's any questions on what kind of character you are. It's funny to me that an American that is half white, half black, that has been fined by the NFL, and I know a lot of people don't know this, this is really going to throw a spin on everybody. Colin Kaepernick has been fined by the NFL $11,000 back in September of 2015. In fact, the game was September 14th, 2015, for the Chicago Bears. Got fined $11,000 by the NFL for using a racial slur against a black person. Yes, he used the N-word. He called him an effing N-word. What on what? This person is all about oppression and all about rights and all about all this stuff and got fined last year $11,000 for using racial slurs against a black person on the field? So that starts to make me wonder. I mean, for someone that feels that all blacks are oppressed, and yet he's making $19,000 to sit on a bench and play second fiddle to Blaine Gabbert, out of all people. I mean, come on, really? Blaine Gabbert? You had your claim to fame. You had one good year, and that was because the defense just didn't have time to adjust it and really adapt to your play style. Once they figured you out, you ain't been garbage. I mean, when was the last time the 49ers have been irrelevant? The first year that Kaepernick took over, and it wasn't even a full year. And after that, they've been garbage since. Makes me wonder, is this really about what is going on in America today? Or is this more about a last-ditch effort to get some kind of attention because you're stuck on the bench against a bench behind a player that really has no business starting the NFL either? $19 million a year is what you're getting paid. You live in a freaking mansion. You're all concerned about the Black Lives Matters and the oppression and everything else that is going on. Colin, when was the last time you lifted a finger to help anybody? When was the last time on your own, not due to any obligation, did you donate to anything? What have you done to help the cause? Sitting during the national anthem? Pissing off a bunch of people? Causing a stir in your own locker room? Just because nobody's come out vocally, do you think, especially when you have players like Pat Tillman that played for the NFL, lost his life, serving for the military, that are out there, do you honestly believe that none of your players, none of your fellow teammates have an issue with this? They might not come forward. They might be trying to keep the peace. And we're, what, a week away from, 11 days away from the start of the regular season? Just because they've not said nothing doesn't mean that there's no opposition to what you did. Then I threw out there to my best friend as a vet. Well, his response was, I don't feel that he was trying to piss off vets. It don't matter what you were trying to do. That's like an ultimate disrespect sign right there. That shows right there when you sit down during the national anthem, through the national anthem, for all those sorry pieces of garbage that has ever stepped on the American flag, that has ever drugged the American flag, was ever wiped themselves with the American flag, or any of those, you know, those little white pieces of garbage that need to be shot in their head. Yeah, those are ultimate signs of disrespect for anybody that has ever served, period, or that has ever lost anybody that has served, period. There's no spin in it. There's no, well, this cop did this, or this person did that, or that person did that. It don't matter what excuse you come up with. That is the ultimate disrespect, the sign of disrespect for all those that have given their time, that have given their lives, that have sacrificed all to serve the country. You have Usain Bolt. Not even an American. Getting an interview after he got done running in the Olympics. It has more respect for what that national anthem means than Colin Kaepernick, that he's paused his interview, told her, hold on, and stood and faced the American flag and stood there and gave the respect until it was done. Now we even had, what was that, Captain Hendrick, or First Lieutenant Hendrick, whatever his name was, you know, that U.S. Olympian, that was in the middle of his event and stopped right in the middle of it, turned around, stood at attention to show respect for the national anthem. You got people in the middle of their event stopping. You have people that aren't even part of our country knows to show the respect and what that national anthem means. Now, I did see another conversation. And I will admit that I've been guilty of this in my day. A every morning and five, I don't know what time in the morning, and every night at 5 o'clock they play the reveille and they play whatever the other thing is on every military base. And if you're outside, you're required to stand there and salute if you're in uniform to the direction the music's playing. And if you're in civilian clothes, you're expected to stand there at attention. Most people, if they know it's playing or getting ready to play, they will stay inside to avoid it. I have had my days that, yes, that has happened, that I know what was going on outside, and I decided to stand inside. One of those reasons is if you've ever been in North Carolina in the middle of July, August, you know how extremely hot, especially if you've been down there this year. You know how extremely hot it's been this year. Now you throw on a pair of pants, a pair of black boots, a t-shirt, a light jacket, and a beret. You're trying to stand outside as little as possible. Especially when you're a mechanic and you've done this sweating all day, you got grease on you, you got dirt on you, you've been digging, you've been turning wrenches. Last thing you want to do, regardless how quick or long it is, and I'm not making no excuses, the last thing you really want to do is stand outside when you can stand inside the air conditioner and wait for it to be done. Doesn't make it right. I am guilty of it. But that is nowhere close to the same. Same exact. You can't say that about someone who's serving their country, who just doesn't want to go outside and have to stand at attention or salute, versus somebody that has never served and is getting paid $19 million a year to pretty much warm the bench for a mediocre player. And you sit down and totally disrespect the national anthem and disrespect anybody and everybody that's ever served. He has gone on, his foot couldn't get any deeper in his mouth, I didn't think, but he's gone on to say that he will continue to sit. I'm telling you right now, Colin Kaepernick, probably not in your best interest. You know, since you've gotten it, you got up off the ground, you kind of scraped yourself off the field, and God, you really wish that fall morning you woke up, you wouldn't feel that hit. You know, those hits that have accumulated as your career is cutting worse and worse. You keep on with this little boycott, especially knowing that you use racial slurs against other black players, you're going to find yourself in a really bad predicament that somebody is going to take one hell of a shot on you. And I guarantee you something that is the lines of you're going to stand up for that national anthem, boy, is going to probably come out of somebody's mouth. There's a lot of athletes that take this personal, and we've seen a lot of tweets, we've seen a lot of comments come out of some of these players that are really not happy with Colin Kaepernick's stance. Like I said, the 49ers scene, too, which a lot of fans are upset. God, there's a lot of 49er fans. Good Lord. I've seen Cleveland fans burn LeBron James jerseys when he left. We've seen Miami fans burn LeBron jerseys when he left Miami. We've watched OKC fans burn Kevin Durant jerseys. But then I think this is the first time that I've actually seen a player's jersey get burned by fans of that current team that he's still presently playing for. I have seen multiple videos over the last 24 hours of players who, or of fans who are still in their 49er jerseys and hats showing their support of the 49ers, but burning their Colin Kaepernick jerseys, which brings me to this, which I'm going to ask you to burn all your 49er stuff. But how do you show your displeasure with Colin Kaepernick and burn his jersey, but have no ill feelings to the 49ers knowing that they're fine with this, that they're not going to fine him, they're not going to discipline him, they're not going to do nothing? You're kind of walking a fine line, 49er fan. Like I said, to me, I'm not going to burn nothing. I guarantee you, we get to be a week 13, 14, and somehow the 49ers have pulled one hell of a surprise season. And somehow, you know, Kaepernick maybe got hurt. Kaepernick's starting quarterback. I guarantee if we're about week 14 or even in the playoffs, and Kaepernick is the quarterback and the 49ers in the playoffs, we're not going to be talking about this. All right, we're going to be seeing Kaepernick jerseys. We're going to see fans supporting Kaepernick like none of this even happened. So, honestly, the burning of the jerseys, we learned this from the whole LeBron incident, is really meaningless because if all water gets brushed underneath the bridge all the time, I'm just saying, if you got an issue with what Colin Kaepernick did, then how do you not have an issue with what the San Francisco 49ers organization is doing? You can't be upset at one without being upset with the other. Plain and simple. As an American, and I want to wrap up with this. As an American, Khalil Hill, it's your God-given right, Colin. This is one of the things we fought for, that you have freedom of speech, freedom to do what you want to do. I can't fault you for that. I can't hate that you make $19 million to sit your butt on the bench because you're a, C-plus, maybe, player. You can kiss your biceps all you want. You're garbage. Your arm's not that great. You run around, eventually you're going to get hit. You're going to be put out. Just like all the rest of these running around, quarterbacks that run around that really have no beat on their bones and are run first, throw second kind of quarterback. We've seen them slowly get phased out of the NFL as it is anyway. Have no problems with what you're doing as an American. If you're right. As a vet, I have a serious issue with what you're doing. Highly pissed on what you're doing. You're pretty much saying, Mr. CJ Sports, the 4 years you spent serving for this country, defending this country, everything you sacrificed, I'm going to give you the big F you. All those men and women, all these years, all these wars, all the bloodshed, a big F you. As a team, as a player on a team, putting yourself before the organization, putting yourself in front of your teammates, and showing the ultimate disrespect, even to your fans, I have an issue with. The fact knowing that you've been fined by the NFL $11,000 for using racial slurs against black folks on the field, black athletes, and this year all of a sudden you switch your stance and now you're all about going above and beyond and trying to show this stance for the black folk. Got an issue with it. You're down with the cause, you're down with the cause. Don't flip-flop. It makes you look like a really ignorant ass. 49ers, I think a lot of people lost respect for you way back anyway. You're losing a lot of respect from your fan base and other NFL owners, NFL teams, NFL fans. You got to find a way to take a stance quick. Fans, make your own decision on this. Don't let the media persuade you. Don't let yourself get caught up. Don't go out and burn your jersey unless you're going to make a permanent stance. And please, by all means, don't sink to the level that I have seen many sink to on Twitter. Don't go racial yourself. And I think that was one of the other reasons I stayed away from this topic for a little bit, was there was a lot of racial hate. A lot of N-words being dropped. Let's show that one ignorant person in this world is nothing compared to all the great people that do great things, that actually make a positive stand and do things in a positive way. Showing the ultimate disrespect to your country, showing the ultimate disrespect to your veterans, showing the ultimate disrespect to your America, or your armed forces, it's not the way to make a stand. Get involved. Show your support. Donate your time, whatever the case. None of that what Colin Kaepernick is doing. He's one of those fake people that just wanted attention for himself. He just wanted to do the legwork. Guarantee he wasn't down to Louisiana helping nobody. Guarantee he wasn't none of his other rallies helping anybody. Guarantee he's not donating to nobody. I guarantee that $19 million a year is sitting in his pocket in his bank account with some of those fancy cars and that big mansion he lives in. What does he know about being oppressed? Man's a millionaire. Last ditch effort to get some kind of attention because he's not getting it on the field. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. I shed some light on what my thoughts are on the Colin Kaepernick situation here. It'd be interesting moving forward. It'd be interesting to see how many other teams make a stand and show their support for the American troops, the United States itself. We all know J.J. Watt is a big, big supporter. I guarantee his big American flag is going to be waving loud and proud when the Texans take the field next. Make sure Monday through Wednesday you guys tune in to the One Fan Nation Sports Show. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about it tomorrow night. Month talking about Kyle Larson and his first win. 99 races. I'm still in. Glad to see that for Kyle Larson. Got guests joining us next week. We got Mike Perico joining us. Izzo joining us. Got a lot of great things going on next week. Don't forget, Thursday nights at 9 o'clock, we got Racing with Big Sweat. Friday nights at 8 p.m., we got Hot Laps with Seth. And then noon on Saturday, we got the Happy Hour Drive going on all right here at the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Make sure you check us out on Twitter. You can follow me at DJSports1. You can follow the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Also, check us out on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports. The 110 Nation fan page, 110 Nation Sports. Also, check us out on check out our website, www.110nationsports.com, for all the latest going on here at the 110 Nation. Got to thank Fit for Life. Make sure you guys check them out on Facebook, Fit for Life. Make sure you guys check them out. Check out our blog site, www.110nationsports.com. We got a banner on the right-hand side to let you know where the closest gym is to you, 24/7, 365, get your gym on. Clean, courtesy, and fully loaded gyms. Make sure you guys go check them out. Snafu season, get your free bottle. All you do is participate in the Thursday night show. Racing with Big Sweat, they are the official sponsor of Racing with Big Sweat. Thursday night, 9 p.m., call in. Get you a free bottle. I also got to thank I-95 Sports Network for rebroadcasting our shows over there. Without them, we would not be where we're at. Got a shout-out to those guys as well. Like I said, new thing tonight, video recorded this. For those that listen in to PTR or catch it on Stitcher or iTunes, I thank you guys. This was an opportunity here to get this out without me having to write a big article about it. I figured it was a better opportunity if you guys got to listen to it and watch it versus have to read me attempt to put an article together. So I figured I'd record it tonight and see how that went as well. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Looking forward to being back here for my final thought next Sunday night, 8 p.m.